What time is it? Oh, it's time for the Here and Now DJ sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
And today we are joined by Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Travis, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Jeremy.
Well, it's great to have you, and let's get right to the music here. This is the Chicago area rapper Vic Mensa, and this is the song Orange Soda. So some rap there, but also some falsetto, I hear.
Yeah, and that track is called Orange Soda. It was from one of my favorite mixtapes of last year called Inane Tape. And he put it out for free, and it got a really good response. But the thing that I loved about the mixtape as a whole was just how many different styles he played around with. I mean, there were elements of rock, rap, like you heard, but all kinds of different styles of rap as well. And the major takeaway that I had from that mixtape was just that this guy can do a little bit of everything. And that seems to be like in full bloom now, because he just released this new track called Down on My Luck that I am absolutely loving right now.
Well, let's take a listen to some of that.
When I get down on my luck, I hide behind my eyes in Hollywood. They're saying what you know, but who you know, you need to know someone or know no one. When I get down on my luck, I roll up and roll around. I buy my lonesome, lost some years I used to know. I know my fate like bullets in a shotgun.
I would have no idea that's the same artist.
Yeah, I mean, he's got so many different styles that he can deploy. And I really think that this has the chance to be the summer jam of 2014. As a hardcore music fan, I always love just sort of watching the horse race for summer jam of the year. And like last year, sort of at the beginning of May, it seemed like Daft Punk was going to run away with it with Get Lucky. And then Robin Thicke just sort of came out of nowhere with Blurred Lines and took over the rest of the year. But I really think that there hasn't really been a huge hit this year outside of Happy, which I don't know if it has legs to make it through the rest of the summer.
I think it's winding down for Happy at this point.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that the next track to sort of take that torch is going to be Down on My Luck by Vic Mensa.
Okay, you wanted us to know about glass animals. Here is the song Gooey. Travis, tell us a little bit about glass animals.
Well, when I first heard that song, Gooey, I just assumed it was a woman singing, and I was kind of surprised to find out that glass animals is actually just four British guys. But they, like you heard in that song, they have a very sensual sort of androgynous R&B feel to their music, with its super heavy bass, which I'm always into, and just kind of haunting vocals. There's a group based out of L.A. called Rye that they remind me a lot of.
And here's another song by them. This is Walla Walla.
Don't you cry.
What are they singing there, Travis?
I don't know.
You know, people have actually written into us and said, you're always playing songs in the DJ sessions, and I can't tell what any of the people are singing.
You know, usually when I listen to music, the actual lyrics are kind of the last thing that I get around to. It's usually just sort of the melody and the feel of the song. And then after maybe five listens, then I finally delve into what they're actually saying.
But they do sound good, Glass Animals. It's nice to listen to.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I feel like this, their new album, Zaba, is probably the headphone album of the year so far.
Okay, let's move on here to another very unique UK rapper. This is Kate Tempest. Here is the song, A Hammer.
Dale was Pete's mom's new boyfriend's son. He had a mouth that was too small for his tongue. Teeth like a ladder that was missing a rung. Chin looked like it was trying to run. He had a laugh like a cockroach. Eyes like potholes in tarmac. Complexion the colour of chewed up bar snacks. Kind of guy spent his life getting laughed at. And all you got is a hammer. Everything looks like nails. If you bow to the hand that damns you, everything fails. The things you do, do you. The plans you hatch, hatch monsters. Unless you watch your moves, your own fists will knock you unconscious.
Well, she's certainly not trying to hide that accent at all.
No, she's not. Yeah, so as you can tell, she's a UK rapper, but her background is sort of unique. She was an award-winning poet, and she's a spoken word artist and playwright. Hmm. So, you know, given those roots, it's not really a surprise, but she has an amazing way with words. And she has a new album out called Everybody Down that I've been absolutely loving for the last couple of weeks, but the way the album is structured, it's almost like a book with each song is a chapter in this 12-chapter story, basically.
Well, she actually recently won the Ted Hughes Award, which is a poetry prize in the UK. She's 27 years old. Let's listen to another song here by her. This is called Lonely Days.
Pete is a young man, heart full of rain, eyes full of evenings spent in a dream. Grew up in a city where you master your pain or you end up numb, no feeling. Becky is a young woman, heart full of earth, eyes full of morning spent without sleeping. Grew up in a city where it's hard to be heard and nothing really has much meaning.
Now, she grew up in South London. She was one of five kids. What do you like about her music, Travis?
I like how different it is. And lyrically also, she is on like another plane than anybody else that I've heard recently.
Hmm.
I mean, I feel like a lot of hip hop these days is more geared towards partying and it's geared toward, it's club music essentially. And this is really kind of a throwback to the 90s almost, when lyrics were treasured more than anything else. So, yeah, I mean, just the uniqueness of it and her ability to tell the story really just sets her apart to me.
Now, Travis, this grouping of music is a little different. I know we can't pin you down on what exact kind of music you like because you like everything, but is this your sound of summer at this point?
It's the sound of this week anyway.
Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Travis, thanks so much as always.
Thanks, J-Hob.
And don't forget to subscribe to our playlist on Spotify, which has all the songs from all the DJ sessions and is updated each week. Just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Something was happening here. He was kind of nervous. His eyes kept doing circuits in the room. He drank as fast as they could serve him. Then this dude comes over.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Jim Hodges. The show features mirror mosaics, walls of flowers, and denim tapestry. Now on view, ICABoston.org.